You're listening to SBS News.
The FA Cup captures the imagination like few other football cup finals around the world. As professional football's oldest knockout competition, it holds a special place in the game's history. And when two teams such as Chelsea and Manchester United meet in the showdown, it adds to the sense of occasion. If United wins, it'll join Arsenal on a record 13 FA Cup crowns. But Chelsea will be going all out to win some silverware after missing out on a spot in the Champions League next season. Chelsea manager Antonio Conte says he knows exactly what the FA Cup means.
I think it's important for a club like Chelsea to reach for the second time in a row this final, this competition. Don't forget, this competition is very important in this country. Is the oldest competition. I'm very pleased, especially for our fans.
SBS has full coverage of the FA Cup final, with coverage getting underway at 1:45 a.m. on Sunday morning, Eastern Time. In the AFL this weekend, Port Adelaide looks to repeat its successful win over the Gold Coast Suns in Shanghai. It's the second time a scoring match between the sides has been staged in China, and the stadium's turf has been given the all-clear and graded as AFL standard. The arena has also undergone a transformation with more seats added, taking the capacity to 11,500 and new changing rooms built. Last year, Port Adelaide ran away to a 72-point win, and according to midfielder Brad Ebert, his side will be looking to learn from that positive experience.
Yeah, I think as a group we really embraced the whole experience. You know, that's from the moment all the boys got here and jumped on the plane, right through and really embraced the culture, embraced the, like I said, embraced the experience. And yeah, we're able to then, you know, translate that to form on the park as well and really just enjoyed the whole thing.
The AFL is committed to playing a game in China for at least the next 5 years. In the NRL this weekend, Canterbury takes on the Cronulla Sharks on Sunday, with the club $15,000 out of pocket. 2 weeks ago, Bulldogs coach Dean Pay ranted at match officials that he claimed cost his side the Round 9 match against Brisbane. The club was originally fined $25,000, but this was appealed because this is his first season in the NRL as a coach and he had no prior offences. The NRL listened and placed $10,000 of the original fine on suspension. Here's what Pay said 2 weeks ago to earn his club the now confirmed $15,000 fine.
It's like we're not supposed to win. A lot of decisions out there that went against us. Yeah, I'll follow up and they'll say, oh, yeah, we got it wrong. And then they'll just move on. It doesn't help us.
It seems usual for coaches and players to blame match officials when things go wrong. But in Super Rugby this weekend, not even the New South Wales Waratahs will be pointing to last week's nightmare loss to the Canterbury Crusaders. The Waratahs had led 29-0 at one stage, but even though a handful of refereeing decisions went against the Blues, Canterbury's comeback to win 31-29 left the Australian outfit shell-shocked. It's now been a record 38 games since any team from Australia beat a New Zealand side. This weekend, the Waratahs will look to end that sorry run. If they are to do it, playmaker Kirtley Beale says his side has to forget all about last weekend's disappointment in Christchurch.
I've just got to shift my focus on that. And as a squad, I think it's important that we learn from our mistakes in that game and try and make sure that we can put that complete 80-minute performance this week.
Also this weekend, the Italian Open continues in Rome, while closer to home in netball, the Sunshine Coast Lightning will be looking to enter the winner's circle for the first time this campaign. Last season's champions have lost their first three games of the season and take on the Magpies in Melbourne on Sunday afternoon. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.